Here's Trick on Stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Papagano's tri-state forecast, a mostly cloudy, humid day today. Showers and thunderstorms, 70 to 75 tomorrow. Continuing unsettled clouds, humid showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. Wednesday and Thursday, more of the same. Hazy, humid chance of thunderstorms, 85 to 90. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Well, on Friday, Region 1 updated their COVID-19 safety protocols for 2022-23. They are asking students and parents to follow protocols when assessing the ability to come to school in person, the types of symptoms and exposure to COVID-19, permission to attend school in person, mild respiratory disease symptoms like a frequent cough, congestion, runny nose, sore throat, and more. Wearing a mask in school is recommended from days 6 to 10 when returning to school after being sick with COVID-19. Please note, school nurses in each school will have a supply of COVID-19 home test kits available on request. Individuals with symptoms and who have experienced in-home exposure to COVID-19 should not report in person until their fever has resolved for at least 24 hours without the use of medication. Well, Sunday was the day where Connecticut Tax-Free Week began in the state. The rules are like this. Clothing and shoes that cost less than $100 per item are exempt from the state's 6.35% sales tax. The exemption applies to sales made in Connecticut and out-of-state retailers to Connecticut customers. Each purchase of an eligible line of clothing or footwear is tax-free, regardless of how many items are sold to the customer on the same bill. For any item that costs $100 or more, sales tax applies to the entire price of just that item. A pair of shoes, a suit, or other articles of apparel that are usually sold together cannot be sold separately as an individual item to qualify for the exemption. Tax is calculated on the final sales price after all reductions for cash discounts, coupon sales, and rebates have been taken. If a customer gets a rain check and buys an item after the sales tax-free week, that item is then taxable. There is no tax on clothing and footwear that is purchased during the sales tax-free week, but delivered after its conclusion. Mail, telephone, and internet sales are also tax-free. If an order is placed before the sales tax week, there's no tax if the customer pays full price or is fully charged during the tax holiday. Additionally, no tax is due on shipping and delivery charges in connection with any sale that is not taxable before adding the shipping and delivery charges. We've talked about this last week and the week before, and we'll have an interview on this later on this week. If you need to find a veterinarian for a quick sick dog or services for elderly relatives, or maybe want thrift shops that are nearby, residents at the Northwest Corner can now go to the newly revised Northwest Cares Help Book and find out what they're searching for at a glance. A group of volunteers undertook the project that updates the original version, compiled in 2013 by Ella Clark and Diane Heine, and a second from 2017. With categories listed in alphabetical order, the free guide is easy to use, providing phone numbers and contact information for a host of services to those who have lived in the region for a long time, as well as newcomers. A foreword in the green cover booklet explains how it was put out under the auspices of the Northwest Cares, a coalition of agencies related to elder services in Canaan, Cornwall, Falls Village, Kent, Norfolk, Salisbury, Sharon, and Warren. Donna DiMartino of Sharon, who was instrumental in producing the 80-page document, said, "We just want to get this into the hands of as many people as we can." The booklet can be picked up at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association on Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. weekdays, as well at all area town halls, libraries, and medical offices. This edition can be kept current because it's also on the website, nwcares.org. In New York, health insurance rates are increasing nearly 10%. Officials blame inflation. Health rates will increase on the average of 9.7%. The insurance premium rate increases came in well below the proposed rates sought by health insurers, which requested rate hikes of nearly 19% and 16.5% for individuals and small group plans, respectively. But despite that effort, added costs from the final health insurance rate increases will only further strain New Yorkers struggling financially amid historic like inflation. Still, the final rates for next year exceeded recent years. For example, regulators last year approved average rate increases of 3.7% for individuals and 7.6% for small group plans. That was down from 11.2% and 14% respectively sought by insurers. Mass MoCA workers are on strike for one day over pay and benefits as talks on the first contract continue. The museum stayed open on Friday and its galleries were relatively quiet. The gift shop and cafe were closed, and Bright Ideas Brewing, a business on the museum's campus, said on social media it would not open until 6 p.m. when the day-long strike was scheduled to end. The union affiliated with the United Auto Workers Local 2110 has about 100 people in a range of jobs at the museum, including curators, box office staff, office workers, and custodians. In total, the museum employs 164 people, according to Jenny Wright, a museum spokesperson. The strike comes about a year after the museum employees voted in favor of unionizing with a 53-15 vote in April of 2021. Sharon Hospital will host an in-person community roundtable discussion from 5:30 to 6:30 on Thursday, September 8th at the Lodge at Gear Village, South Canaan Road in Canaan, Connecticut. Community members that are encouraged to join the open forum to meet the hospital's new president and share feedback. The event will be held at the Lodge's Hollenbeck Room and is limited to no more than 20 people in compliance with COVID-19 safety protocols. You can register at 845-554-1734 with your name and phone number. Gears Outpatient Physical Therapy is ending their community access to outpatient physical therapy on Friday, September 16th. The pandemic eased, leaving financial challenges in its wake at Gear. They're coping with the decline in resident occupancy, rising inflation and energy costs, an increasingly complex regulatory environment, and inadequate reimbursement from insurance plans, particularly Medicare and Medicaid. Gear's outpatient physical therapy has been an important part of the continuum of care that Gear provides since the early 1990s. They're making the difficult but necessary decision to downsize the changes in service and delivery in the outpatient physical therapy department. Going forward, they'll focus on their core mission of serving residents that live in the campus, including those living at the Lodge. If you have questions or need help, 860-824-3820. Meetings in area towns this week. In Sharon tonight, the Historic District Commission at 5:30. Board of Selectmen meet tomorrow at 5:30. In Salisbury tonight at 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. Tomorrow at 5 p.m., the Salisbury Public and Town Committee. In North Canaan, the ZBA regular meeting is Wednesday at 7 p.m. Inland Wetlands, a monthly meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, Planning and Zoning regular meeting is Thursday at 7 p.m. In Cornwall tonight at 7 p.m., the Zoning Board of Appeals has their meeting. Tomorrow, Economic Development Commission has their meeting. In Kent today, Board of Selectmen have a special meeting, and the Inland Wetlands Commission has a regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Hillsdale tomorrow, the Town Board has an executive session at 9 a.m., meeting to discuss union negotiations. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. By Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start the day off at 33,706.74, the NASDAQ at 12,705.22, and the S&P 500 at 4228.48. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.